Well, Dean, that was a game that had so much to talk about. At the end of it, obviously, you must be delighted just to get the win and the goals and the points.
Yeah, delighted to get the win. You know, it's probably great for television, great for you lot, because a lot of talking points, but not so good for, you know, us managers out there. First 30 minutes, we were nowhere near where we need to be. Too slow on the ball. You know, and we went in 2-1 at half time, and we hadn't really played that well. And spoke to the players about that. More down to us not passing the ball quick enough. You know, we felt that we needed to build up with a three and dropped Wheelo in between the two centre-halves because of Birmingham City's two up front. But we never moved the ball quick enough to get one of the centre-halves out. And then, because I felt if we got the other side of their front two, we can open up their midfielders and create opportunities. And you saw from the two goals that we scored, we did that. But it took Adams to hit the post, I think, for us to, you know, start moving the ball. But saying that, their goal was a foul on the goalkeeper. It should never have been given. Adams has grabbed his shirt and threw him to the floor, and big miss for the referee. You know, but we've got players who are capable of going and scoring goals in this league, and we showed that today.
It was a little bit weird, maybe. Had it gone 2-0 to Blues at one stage, it might have been a very different afternoon. But then it all sort of hinged on sort of that little 3-4 minute period. Then you went 2-1 up.
Yeah, and what we've done, we actually went back to our plan then of passing the ball a little bit quicker and switching play. And we've done it twice, and we got overloads on the outside both times, and Albert's put two great balls in. I think the first goal, Codge scores, and we've got five players in the opposition box from across from the outside, and then I think we've got three or four in the box from the last one, and the second goal, which, you know, it's nice to see Jack arriving at the far post with a header.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Albert, how is he?
Yeah, he's sore. We'll have to assess him in the morning. Unfortunately, we've got a few niggles at the moment. You know, Mile Yedinaki, he's got a few. He's got a slight strain. James Bree's got a slight strain. Henry's gone on and got fouled and felt his hamstring. You know, so we'll have to nurse them. Young William Wallace McGinn, you know, wanted to play, but I think we had to hold him back. You know, because we've got a lot of games coming up, and we've got to make sure he's fully fit, and, you know, certainly not get any further damage.
Is he okay for Forest?
I'm hoping so. We'll have a good look at him over the next couple of days now, and see where we go with him. You know, but great to get the start to the second half that we did today. You know, Axel started taking the ball out and causing problems because we got the other side of their front too, and we get the penalty. And I think we could go on and score. I thought we got caught showboating a little bit, to be honest. We got caught in possession a number of times when we didn't move the ball quick enough again in the second half. And, you know, Birmingham scored from that to make it, you know, a little bit closer. And it wasn't until probably 2 minutes to go when Lukas Jutkovic is coming off that I can actually save a derby winner, to, you know, as the Aston Villa manager.
Going to ask you about Alan Hutton's goal. Quite remarkable goal in a derby as well.
Yeah, no, he's capable of that. He's got great quality, and I must say his professionalism, attitude and application and quality since I've been here has been second to none, and you know, he's more than capable of that. So really pleased to see him score it, but also to see the good ball going the back of the net.
And you mentioned savouring it. Have you managed to savour it? Of course, a lot might be made if you've been a local boy and all that kind of stuff, Villa fan. Were you able to sort of just have a little look at the stadium afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of the staff who work with us are Villa fans as well. So, you know, it was nice, as I say. Give me five or six seconds just to savour when Jutkovic was coming off. But at the end, it was great because the players put a hell of a shift in. It was a tough game. And you have to give Birmingham credit. They're a tough team to play against. They're effective at what they do. You know, they don't have an awful lot of possession, but they look to break. Yeah, and they're very hard to plan against because you can't really go and press them because they don't have many passes in their half. You know, they play off the front two and, you know, look to get the ball in your box. So, you know, yeah, as I say, you've got to give them credit, but I thought we was deserved winners in the end.